Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Oh. 15 minutes on the timer, and the topic is conspiracy theories.
Yes, I've never been one for conspiracy theories. I think that people get caught up in these ideas that they're, for the vast majority of the time, they have no idea whether they're actually true, but then spend large parts of their life either being anxious or trying to prove something is true. When, for me, from my position, I'm like, I don't really care if it is true or isn't. I don't understand why you care so much. That's kind of how I feel about conspiracy theories.
There's two things I think relate to this. I think one, people think that the government is lying to them because they are lying to them. And I think it's reasonable to believe that people are being lied to, that we are being lied to.
Or information is withheld.
Yes, that's what I mean. Sorry, that's what I mean by that. Is quite a sort of pejorative term.
Yeah.
Information is being withheld for good reason. I think there are certain things that it's unhelpful for the general population to know about because it could cause mass panic, hysteria.
I don't want to know
buying toilet rolls, etc.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're too irresponsible to know all the information. Like you say, that mass buying of toilet rolls is a brilliant example. You didn't need to do that. If everyone just carried on sensibly, everyone would have got their toilet roll.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
Because they didn't, they started panicking. Because they got too much information that we don't deserve to know everything.
Exactly.
I don't want to know how many times Britain has been targeted by terrorists or how many terrorist attempts have been foiled. I don't want to know that information.
Just live your life in a constant sense of anxiety.
Yes.
And the other thing is knowledge is power. And I think people like having something over other people. They like to feel like they know something. I know something you don't. And if it's something like a conspiracy theory, it gets deeper, doesn't it? It suddenly becomes this very entrenched level of knowledge or assumed knowledge. I mean, you spoke to a flat earther.
Yeah. And just to pick up on something you said there, was that that knowing something that other people don't comes with it, once you've done a lot of reading, things like flat earth, comes with it a sense of elitism.
Yes.
Or maybe not elitism. Piousness. Oh, I don't know what the right word is, but just a sense of I know more than you, mm-hmm. and you're an idiot.
Yes.
You're a sheep.
Wake up, sheeple.
Sheeple, yes. That's like, it's that kind of thing. And it's like, oh, I don't care. But yeah, so I spoke to what I do care about and what I am interested about with people with conspiracy theories is why they need to know all this stuff, why they get so entrenched in it. And that's really interesting. So yeah, I did an interview on No Holds Barred, which is another podcast to produce, with Flat Earther, and it was interesting. He did have a sense of superiority about him, which I think he would probably admit, because he thinks he knows, and to him this is truth and this is his reality, is that he knows stuff, and the people around him, or people he meet, don't know as much as he does.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're unwilling to believe, it's because they're ignorant, not that he's incorrect.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you genuinely believe that, it's easy to kind of feel like you have a superior grounding than the people you're speaking to. But yeah, he was convinced that the world is flat, that surrounding the edges of the planet is a massive glacier, that we've never been into space, that any shot of the Earth from the outside is essentially
computer generated.
Yeah, exactly, fake. So, and so I listened to him, and he said some stuff. It was a while back, so you have to go and listen when it was released. He said some stuff. I remember listening to him thinking, okay, there's a logic to what you're saying. I don't believe it, but I can understand if you've carried on going down this rabbit hole that even people, intelligent people, as this guy was, he was very intelligent, in fact, mm-hmm. he had a degree, is that they would start to believe that in what they're reading. And if you believe that there is this global conspiracy that the world is flat, then, as you mentioned, it's all right. Well, if they're lying to us about this, then what else are they lying to us about? And that's, as I understand it, what flat earthers are angry mm-hmm. about. They are angry that this is the tip of the iceberg. But one of the ways he did start to convince me was the maps that we know, not convince me, I shouldn't say, I was never convinced, obviously, but the maps that we look at now aren't right. Right, they're incorrect. That's not the way the map, the general atlas, what we see, the shape of it, when lied flat on the floor, isn't correct, but that's taught as fact. So I can't remember which ones, but Greenland, if you look, compare Greenland, it's the same size as the whole of South America. But reality is, if you measured the square foot of both of those areas, Greenland would be a lot smaller. It's not presented that way. But I had no idea. I just thought that was fact. I thought it was completely, why wouldn't it be? That's the way it's been drawn. It's always been like that. But it isn't. So, but the I think where it stops for me is I don't then think, right, what else? What else they lying about? Because I really don't care if I'm being lied to. That's what it is.
Well, that's it as well. The whole, what you find with conspiracy theorists is there's one central argument which can normally be broken down by a rational argument, and then you get this kind of array of other smaller things which kind of almost become conspiracy theories in themselves, where you almost have to sort of go along with something to believe something else, to then believe something else, to then believe something else, to then believe that the Earth is flat. And it gets to a point where any rational person can't, if you took a step back, you couldn't possibly convince yourself that all of this can possibly be true. But because they've sort of incrementally built up this sense of conspiracy, it's become so embedded in their way of thinking, so they're so certain about it, that you can add on these little increments. You can just accept one thing after the next.
Complete sense. It's much easier to accept a small fact than it is a giant one.
Yeah.
A small story or a small idea. But when you do it over and over and over again, you build up this holistic acceptance of this wider fact eventually.
Exactly.
That's really good. I think that's a really good way of putting it.
And I think also your comment about, you know, once you believe this, you'll believe other stuff. I mean, definitely feels like it's a gateway drug type thing where, you know, you might not be flat earth you start with. It might be that the moon landing is fake or something like that.
Yes.
Or, I don't know, something else, something similar. But then once you've accepted that, you've accepted that the government is deliberately lying to us about X, Y, or Z, then you start to sort of go, okay, well, what else are they lying to us about? And you suddenly believe that there are a group of lizard people running the world.
Yeah,
or
I don't
that coronavirus is a human-generated disease.
Again, like, if they are lizards, like, by and large, doing all right. Probably the healthiest we've ever been as people, living longer than we ever have. Not too bad work if they're a bunch of lizards. I don't mean. I mean, look, they've got wider opinions about human beings generally and how good we are. But think of the terrible things, and by and large, I think human beings are good fundamentally. If you have a barometer of good and bad, I think more people are sort of towards the good end than the bad. I think more good deeds happen than bad deeds. But given the way we work and the way our brain works, we're sort of drawn towards these negative things. And like, if you imagine like we produce podcasts and there's 100 podcast people saying, this is wonderful, you're great, this is brilliant, love the podcast. And then there's one that says, look at these two pretentious pricks talking about whatever they want to talk about. You both, it's natural that you're drawn towards that comment, right? Fuck, where was I going with that?
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
I think, yes. So I think human beings are fundamentally good. But of all of the bad and terrible things that do happen every day, I don't think we should be worrying too much about the way the government wants to control us. Like, if you think about the 5G stuff, like the coronavirus is linked directly to 5G, and therefore it was made, and it's gonna kill us. And the next thing would be vaccines. We know how important this vaccine is to get back. To get back to some sort of normality. We need this vaccine. We need people to take it. But there'll be so many that won't. Up to 30% already the other day said they'll refuse to take it. And it's because they believe that the government are maybe rushed through the vaccine, or the government have some sort of insidious plan with the vaccine. Like, anything they could put in that syringe would be any worse than what's happening around the world now.
Also, as if our government would be that competent. I mean, they are utterly inept at managing anything, as if they could manage to somehow create a mind-controlling drug and then get that out of the quiet. I mean, that's not going to happen.
It's not even the government. They've got nothing to do with the drug.
Exactly.
Private companies are in a race to produce a vaccine that works. This is the one time where capitalism works really well. Because everybody, they know how much money is to be made if the first one who gets a successful vaccine. You could also say, the conspiracy theory is to say, well, look, there's such a rush that they'll get this vaccine through without testing properly. But the reality is, if you look at it, Johnson & Johnson, who recently had to pause theirs because had some sort of ill effect on one of the people who are in the trials, stopped their entire production. So that's the reality, I think.
Can I just briefly take it back to a very micro level?
Mm-hmm.
I live in the Royal Borough of Windsor and Maidenhead, so that's my council, and I logged on to the council Facebook page this morning. So we're recording in October, mid October.
You live an exciting life, don't you?
Yeah, I know, mate. I know. Well, it's because we are potentially about to be put into tier 3 of the risk categories, right?
All right, fair enough.
So I was reading the letter that the leader of the council had written to the residents of the borough. And I was really shocked at the replies. I mean, I shouldn't be, because I know what Facebook is now. It's a very specific platform for a very specific group of people. And I'll leave it as diplomatically as that. But all of the replies were quite shockingly like, and this is hundreds, by the way, not 10 replies. This is hundreds of replies.
Yeah.
The virus isn't a killer. Only, 99% survival rate. You are lying about the death figures. Where's the data to back this up? Where is this? Where is that? And they're all calling into question the legitimacy of even having a conversation about moving the borough from tier 2 to tier 3. You know, you're deliberately destroying the local businesses. And their theory, the conspiracy theory, which came through time and time again,
yes,
was follow the money. Follow the money and you'll see where the truth is. They think that the council...
That doesn't mean anything.
I know. They think the council is being paid to go into a higher tier, which I'm sure they are. They're getting compensation to then pay out to local businesses.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But of course they will lose more money by going into a higher tier.
Of course they will.
And it's absolutely insane. But it's because, and I get it, I completely get it, it's because we have been given misinformation by the government for so long. We're an apex now of misinformation in governments. We are constantly... I'm not going to say lied to again because it's wrong, but we're constantly misinformed because they want to manipulate us to enable them to make particular decisions without it affecting whether they get voted for. Right, that is the general principle.
Sounds like a bit of a conspiracy theory.
It is a little bit. But that is why people then go, well, of course, you know, this is another lie. Yet another lie from this incompetent government. And it gets a little bit extreme. I was really surprised. I was really, really shocked to see... so many people questioning the legitimacy of something as simple as that. It's obviously having a huge effect on people's lives, but in the grand scheme, it is quite a simple thing, moving from one tier to another, right?
Yes, it is. Just to pick up on some of these things, and the 99.9% survival rate, whatever it is, it's not about how deadly the virus is. It's about how it impacts health services.
Yes.
You have to treat people. In this country, in the world we live in, if someone is sick, they have to be treated, yeah? That everyone would agree that that's a good thing. But in order to treat people, they need to take up beds in hospital, resources, doctors. And what happens is while coronavirus patients are surviving because of the care we can give them, people who are getting diagnosed with cancer, they're not getting diagnosed for lung problems, diabetes, they're missing appointments, people aren't getting hip replacements. And that's the impact, is all of this other shit, not the coronavirus. You can't just focus down on the coronavirus. I really wish sometimes it could just turn people off. Not like not murder them. I mean, just...
Dial the noise down.
Yeah. Yeah, just... I have a level of what I want to see. I create an echo chamber. I don't want to see anything outside of that because I find it infuriating.
I'm with you on that. I'm definitely with you on that. And I think
I try not to look, but people send stuff, don't they?
Yeah, and it's been a really weird time with us getting these kind of daily broadcasts from government leaders, which does feel very 1984, doesn't it? It feels very.
Well, also,
our 15 minutes are up.